Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this day after the Super Bowl. Steve,
yeah.
Any words of advice? Any closing remarks?
You know, I've noticed of late that some of my closing remarks have been getting posted on different places. And they're taking clips of what I'm saying and put it in and try to make it look like I'm saying certain things. Most of it, I'm really clear about what I'm saying. But for clarity, just let me help you understand something. What I am hoping for and always wanting is the best for us as a people. I will always be that way. I have always been that way. That will never change. I have always, always tried to be inspirational. I've always tried to be a motivating type person. I've always been a person who was willing to share all of his experiences, good or bad, and share with you the things I've learned from the things that I've done, experienced, and gone through. And that's how I'll be. When you see me in my closing remarks, what I'm trying to do is encourage somebody. Because I know somebody needs encouragement. Because a big part of why I am where I am today is because somebody encouraged me. It's because I found along the way a little tidbit, a little jewel, a gem of information that flipped it for me. You know, James Brown said it best one time. He said, I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Just open up the door, I'll get it myself. And I just try to show people the things that you can do, that you can control, that can better yourself. Now, what better way to do that than to use examples of myself? Because if I'm not going to say nothing, if I'm never going to tell you that something was wrong with me, if I'm not going to ever tell you that I was down, if I'm not going to ever share with you that I've made mistakes, what good am I talking to you? You know, people kill me always pointing out what's wrong with everybody else. You got ministers doing that now. I see them online all the time just pointing the finger at somebody else. Man, what about you, bro? What did you do? What where you at? How did you get to be righteous? Because you ain't been that way your whole life. You just could not have been. You know, they say when you get saved, God got to save you from something. I've just never had a problem with telling people what he did, what he changed me from. Now, in sharing with people what God has brought you through or allowed you to overcome, the danger of that is there are people who will use it against you. And all of us has experienced that. How many times has somebody in your life tried to bring up your past to make that your current? Don't let them do that. Don't let your past transgressions determine who you are today. And I got news for you. Everybody is talking about everybody else's past transgressions. What is that? You see, when you see these people getting on these shows talking about everybody else, have you ever talked about what you did wrong? What was your hand in it? Because I tell you this over and over and over and over, and it's not going to change because you want to say it a different way. We are a sum total of our thoughts. We are all where we are because we thought ourselves to this way. We thought ourselves in this position. And if you're going to sit up there and keep blaming somebody else for your position, you will forever remain in that position. Because you have to take accountability for the things that you could control. And the one thing you could control is you. You can control yourself, and you can control your thoughts. So why don't you get to doing that? It ain't nobody's fault why you ain't doing well. It ain't nobody's fault why you ain't where you want to be. It ain't nobody's fault but yours. Yours. All the failures in my life, I can point directly at my hand in it. Every mistake I've ever made in my life, I can point to a decision I made that brought that about. All of them. I'm on my third marriage. I know it was my fault. You don't hear me on here blaming nobody. It was my fault. I got myself in that position. I did it. I made the mistake. I ain't no here telling you what the other people did and what caused. No, no, no. I always tell you what I did. I've always said it's my fault. I got married the first time. I was too young to be anybody's husband. I've said that over and over. Second time, I made the wrong decision. I did some things that brought about. That's what I did. If you don't do that, you can't grow. You cannot grow blaming other people. Bishop Jake said it best. You can't drive your car looking in the rearview mirror. You can't keep complaining about the same thing over and over and over. You got to change your narrative. What was your role in it? If somebody made you a promise, the person that made you the promise wasn't the Lord, what you tripping because they didn't keep their end of the deal? That ain't God. Now, if God don't keep his end of the deal, you have a legitimate complaint. Only thing about it is God do everything he said he gonna do. But if you got everybody else the fault why you ain't where you want to be, bruh, it's something wrong with you. And if you're going to sit up somewhere and everything you say is negative about somebody else, what about you? See, I'll let you talk about me negative. You tell me what's negative about you. I'll let you do that. That's a fair exchange. But the only way I'm going to let you do that is if you come to me like a man and talk to me in my face. Don't be a coward and go somewhere in the confines of your little podcast or a radio show or a little personalized interview. Come to me like a man. You got a problem with me? Come to me like a man. Say it to me. And then we can work through it. And I promise you, I had a skill set to apologize to you if I did something wrong to you. But if you sitting up there and you got to just watch people that's always talking about the same narrative, y'all. Always admit your hand in it. Because you can change that, you can prove that, and you can grow from that, and you can move on from that. Those are my closing remarks. God willing, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.